Tom Carkowin, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. We will have a high of about 38 degrees. Temperature-wise, it is 24 at this hour in Kenosha, 20 in Burlington, Milwaukee 24, also 24 in Racine. The Ensign Group, based in California, has acquired 15 Wisconsin assisted living operations, including Racine Commons, a 74-unit complex in Racine, and Kenosha Senior Living, a 37-unit facility in Kenosha. Other communities include Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Green Bay, and Stevens Point. The Ensign Group, the parent company of Ensign, a group of skilled nursing, rehabilitative care services, home health care, hospice care, assisted living companies. Since August of 2015, an Ensign subsidiary has been operating each facility under a lease with a purchase option. Company has not disclosed the purchase prices, though BizTime says state records show a facility in Franklin selling for $2.35 million. North Chicago-based Abbott Laboratories getting the green light from federal regulators for a proposed $25 billion acquisition of medical device maker St. Jude Medical. The FTC says Abbott won antitrust approval after it agreed to sell two medical devices to a Japanese company, which resolves concerns that the acquisition would stifle competition. European antitrust regulators had agreed to the deal last month. Meanwhile, there's a new survey out indicating U.S. consumer confidence. Well, it's climbing of late. The story from Mike Kremitas.
The trees can be dropped.
Meanwhile, the U.S. consumer confidence shot up this month to its highest level in more than 15 years, according to the reports. City of Racine residents who have regular garbage and recycling pickup today, and those on the Monday route who got skipped because of the holiday, urged Tuesday to put out those materials at the curb for potential pickup a little earlier than normal today. In fact, collections began at 5 o'clock this morning. The reason for that? It was to allow DPW workers the chance to attend the funeral of Mark Gates, their fellow employee. He was killed recently when pinned against his recycling collection truck. Gates' funeral, scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning at Festival Hall. The Monday route pickup today, that is only for solid waste, not for recycling. It is the regular Wednesday trash collection, also the regular recycling for Wednesday. That's being picked up in the Gold area. And the word is from City Hall that if the collection routes are not finished today, then they will be extended into Thursday. In Burlington, there's an extension of the current solid waste collection contract that's being discussed with Burlington officials. John's Disposal is the company that has that contract. The contract, it currently runs through the end of next year. It's under consideration at this point for the extension, as well as the possibility of maybe weekly recycling. The Whitewater-based company has offered the city an 18 cents per household discount for 2017 if the contract does get extended for another 4 years, according to the DPW director in Burlington, Jim Burglis. He explained that the city would have some options with a higher-than-documented cost of living increase if that were to occur.
At any time they go over 2.65% of an increase, we would have the ability to seek other waste haulers, or if the cost of living exceeds 2%, we could also ask for other quotes from other waste haulers. So we still have that option in the four-year contract starting in 2018.
Alderman John Schultz asked about the weekly recycling pickup. He said folks are actually recycling more these days. The company's president said that that could be done for maybe less than an extra dollar a month. So city staff was instructed, crunched the numbers for the weekly recycling component and the solid waste contract and the extension. That'll be up for final consideration at the council meeting in Burlington next Tuesday night. And for the folks in the city of Kenosha, just a reminder, drop-off of Christmas trees, 15 locations across the city through the end of the month. Inside the green snow fenced-in enclosures at each of these locations, you're asked to take everything off the trees, however, the ornaments and the nails and the hooks and all that other kind of stuff. Otherwise, it could damage the chipping equipment. A Kenosha woman is charged with a felony for allegedly trying to stab her son Christmas Eve. 35-year-old Tamika Lanier accused of second-degree reckless endangerment of safety with a dangerous weapon, also a misdemeanor, disorderly conduct with that dangerous weapon. The charging document indicates the knife had a 4-inch blade, but it got caught up in the material of the boy's jacket and a hat inside of a pocket when his mother tried to stab him in the chest. Boy also refused to sign the complaint against his mother, according to officials. She was released on signature bond. Meanwhile, in Racine County Circuit Court, a Union Grove woman remains in jail for attempted second-degree intentional homicide. The shooting of her husband is the reason for it. Early Tuesday morning happened inside their apartment. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Racine County Sheriff's deputies were called to a home in the Grove to investigate a domestic situation during which a man, identified as Conrad Medea, had been shot. According to a news release, Medea and his wife Phyllis had been involved in a verbal and physical argument before she allegedly shot her husband. He was airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital for treatment and is expected to recover from his injuries. Phyllis Medea was treated for minor injuries at Ascension All Saints Hospital and arrested after her release. She's being held in the Racine County Jail and the investigation into the incident continues. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Kenosha man facing charges allegedly stole thousands of dollars worth of tools from the Farm and Fleet store in Sturtevant. Court documents indicate more than $1,000 worth of tools were taken December 14th. Nearly $2,500 worth on the 18th by the same guy. After putting items into a cart, he pushed it to a door area near a loading dock, and that's where a truck was waiting. The man got arrested after employees spotted him in the store again December 23rd. They locked the gate by the loading dock. 30-year-old Francesco Ruffalo facing two counts of felony retail theft, while 31-year-old Bruce Brock of Kenosha is also facing a retail theft charge. He's accused of being the truck driver. Both men are going to be back in court next month. That fire call in Kenosha that we told you about yesterday morning, it involved a residential facility in the 6,000 block of 18th Avenue, and that's where a stove was reportedly being used improperly to provide heat. It set off the sprinkler system. Firefighters dispatched at about 5 a.m. First floor of that building, licensed by the state as Kenosha Care Center for up to 21 residents. City bus had to be brought into the scene as a warming shelter for those folks. They were later relocated to an unknown location as fire crews and We Energies dealt with the reason behind that call. This past year brought discussion among political leaders and candidates about the level of student loan debt here in Wisconsin, but nothing substantive has been proposed to try and address that is that growing problem.
There are about 800,000 Wisconsinites who hold over $19 billion in federal student loan debt. You know, that's not including private loans. That is just federal student loan debt.
That's Annalise Eichner, the program director for the advocacy group One Wisconsin Now, who says the numbers for Wisconsin are really staggering. Legislative Democrats introducing bills each of the last several sessions trying to allow the refinancing of student loans, just like a mortgage or a car loan, but the legislation has gone nowhere. And take note, the Racine Common Council is not going to be meeting again until January 17th, looks like, according to the city clerk's office. It announced the normally scheduled first Tuesday of the month sessions canceled for the lack of agenda items or items just not time sensitive and can wait until the 17th. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.